This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know what happened. I can't hear anything. You hear me, B?
Yeah.
All right, good. I want to talk a little Wiz basketball. We haven't checked in on the Wizards in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say a lot of different things, but it is an entertaining product. They're playing pretty well. Helping us make sense of all things Washington Wizards is our friend Mr. Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network, covers the Wiz for Monumental. Chase, what's up, bud? Happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for having me on.
For sure, dude. How much did the Wiz didn't play Christmas Day, I assume. How much have you had to work over this holiday stretch? I know you got little ones at home.
Yeah, it was basically right after Christmas. They had 3 games in 4 days. It's kind of a catch-22 about covering the NBA. If you cover a good team, a marquee team, you're going to work on Christmas. If you cover a team that's not great and rebuilding like the Wizards are, then you don't have to work on Christmas. So I definitely didn't take that for granted. My daughter's 5 and she had a great Christmas. I hope the same for your girl.
Yeah, that's great, man. All right, so
that don't work in the NFL, though. We had to work for Christmas.
Yeah.
I know. I did not envy you.
So it's weird. You know, we kind of say the Wiz are playing better. They've won two of their last three. They won 2 in a row. Well, where do you think this team is over the last two weeks, maybe a month?
Much better than they were in the first month of the season. You know, in November, there was definitely a long stretch of time where it looked like they could challenge the worst record in NBA history. But over these last 8 to 10 games, they've been playing much better. They've won 2 out of their last 3. Thought they had a chance at a 3-game winning streak last night. They fell short against the Phoenix Suns, but they're 3-3 in their last 6 games. And I think the biggest difference, honestly, has just been turnovers. In the month of November, they were the worst team in the NBA protecting the ball. And in December, they've been above average. And over these last 8 games, they've been 3rd or 4th in the league in turnover percentage. So I think they're just getting a lot better at not making mistakes, not just giving the ball away. As we know, that turnover differential is a big deal in every sport. And the way Brian Keith has explained it is, you know, they had a lot of new players, a lot of lineup changes in the first month of the season. Now they've got a little more continuity, and it's paying off. They're protecting the ball much better.
What has been the biggest improvement you've seen? Because, like, you know, JP just stated, this is entertaining basketball that they're having and they're playing. So what has been the biggest overall improvement?
I would say that for entertainment value, it'd be 2 things. Just playing more competitive basketball. You know, I think it's not a great product when you're watching a team just cough the ball up all the time and just fall in their face and just give the other team fast break opportunities. But then also Trey Johnson, he's been good all year, but since coming back from the injury, I think he's been really fun to watch. I mean, he's been an excellent three-point shooter from day one. That's why the Wizards drafted him. But now he's starting to expand his range. He's like regularly hitting shots from like 30 feet out. So I think fans are getting really excited about that. Last night, you know, he came out and had a career high 24 points, made 5 threes. So I think fans can get really excited about him. He's, I think, really been the biggest standout on the offensive end lately.
All right, so I think everybody has approached this Wiz season, and honestly, probably next year's Wiz season, with an understanding of what the organization's trying to do. And I think, for me anyway, seeing, obviously there's the OKC model and how good they are, but seeing how good the Pistons are, like, there are reasons for me to really buy into the long-term difficult rebuild. But all of a sudden, the Wiz don't even have the worst record in the East. The Pacers have fewer wins than they do. What is the deal with, like, don't they have to be fifth worst or something? Like, otherwise they lose the pick. What is that situation with the Knicks protected pick or whatever?
Yeah, so, I mean, it is an important factor to this season. There's no denying it. This is the final year of protections related to the first-round pick they initially sent to Houston along with John Wall to get Russell Westbrook. And now that pick is owned by the New York Knicks, and it's top eight protected. So basically the way it works is if the Wizards got the ninth pick or worse this year, they got to give it to the New York Knicks. Not ideal if you're rebuilding and placing a lot of importance on drafting and developing players. So it would be enormous if they could keep that pick. And to ensure that they do keep it, they would have to have one of the four worst records in the league. So they got a little bit of breathing room. You know, last year, the New Orleans Pelicans had the fourth worst record in the league, and they won 22 games. The Wizards have won 15 and then 18 the previous 2 years. So they could stand to probably improve their record a little bit and still be, you know, safely in that territory. But, you know, even if they had the fifth worst record, the odds of losing the pick, while they would be non-zero, it's still only about 2%. So I wouldn't worry too much about that at this point. I think the Wizards will be just fine keeping that draft.
Chase, when it comes to the ping pong balls and the Wiz, I worry.
I worry all
unless
the time.
It's a non-zero. Man, I only want zero.
Sure, right. You want to ensure that you keep it, but yeah. Also you don't have to like fret over them having the worst record in the league, because with the way the lottery odds are set up, the team with the worst record doesn't get the number one pick anymore. You know, the percentage is much lower than it used to be. And in fact, you know, last year the Wizards had the second worst record. They fell to sixth. The Jazz had the worst record. They fell to fifth. So I think just as long as you're picking somewhere in the top five, especially this year with this draft, it's unusually deep at the top. I think the Wizards would be just fine, again, as long as they can keep that pick.
With all the talk about, you know, tanking and all that stuff in the NBA, and then you put these clauses in to say you got this protected pick, isn't that kind of like, you know, going against each other? Because if I got a protected pick and I can't have a good and a certain record, then they're going to make me go out and try to lose games, right?
That's why the league is taking a close look at that. I'm sure you heard the news recently that they're reevaluating the provisions that they have to discourage tanking. And actually the thing they're focused on more than anything this time is not a team like the Wizards that is rebuilding, but it's some of these teams that have pick protections realize that, oh, our season's not going as well as we want. Let's tank the final 30 games of the year and try to keep that draft pick. Mm-hmm. You saw the Sixers do that last year, and the Dallas Mavericks a few years ago did the same thing, and the league's trying to eradicate that. So, you know, pick protections have become, honestly, so confusing. It's really, really hard to follow and sometimes explain. You know, the Wizards right now, their pick protection is pretty simple. A lot of these are very complex, mm-hmm. and the league is trying to get rid of that because they don't like that kind of tanking.
Mm. What's crazy is, and I was at the Gaylord National over the weekend. We're talking with our friend Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Chase covers the Wizards for Monumental. I was at the Gaylord National over the weekend with my wife and daughters, and we went to the ice exhibit. I think perhaps walking around in 0 degrees led to my cold coming back. What do you know? but dude, I don't, it feels way more subdued locally because the Wiz have been so bad for a while, the amount of kids walking around wearing NBA jerseys is just astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a ton of Philly people there to watch the Eagles game, which was not great as far as I was concerned. But the NBA, I feel like, exists in these two different worlds almost, where dudes, I feel like regular sports fans from like 30 to 50, just like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, regular guys are like, man, I don't know about the NBA. Like, I'll tune in for the playoffs, but the regular season's such a difficult product to watch. Whereas kids, I don't think, care, and they just love it. Like, what do you, you're at games night after night after night. Like, what do you notice in that capacity?
Well, I mean, I think it's no secret that this area loves basketball, and we always think about high school and college, you know, Maryland, Georgetown, DeMassa, Gonzaga, all the great schools in the area. But this area also loves the NBA, and I think that shows up in a few different forms. One is, you know, when stars come to town, you know, the arena is packed. But also, if you look at NBA finals ratings, you know, D.C.'s always up there among the cities that watches the, you know, the biggest games in the NBA. Same with Richmond, same with Baltimore. So it's the whole area. And I think those, for all those reasons, you know, people within the organization, Michael Winger, Will Dawkins, in their introductory press conference, they said this, everyone recognizes that the fan base is a sleeping giant. There's a lot of people who love the NBA here. There hasn't been a winning team. There haven't been too many eras with stars that people are, you know, attracted to like they were with Gilbert Arenas and John Wall. And people just wonder, I mean, myself included, what would happen if the Wizards had, you know, a true contender with a true superstar? And I think that's what Michael Winger and Will Dawkins are trying to create here.
Well, yeah. I tell you, when they used to promote the stars of the other teams, hell, they had sold out houses. If you get your own stars here, it'll be off the chain.
I agree with you. Like, when the Gil teams were rocking, when those teams were really good. Going to Wiz games was some of the most fun things to do. And even like the Wall Beal teams, I don't think were as good, but those were fun. How far away, honestly, like, of these young guys, I know there was some push maybe to get, you know, various guys into the All-Star game. I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe they get into the Rising Stars, whatever that game four team thing is. But like, of these really young guys, between Keyshawn and Sar and Trey Johnson, like, who do you really believe has the potential to be like a star?
Well, those are the three guys I would list first and foremost. I think it's really between Keyshawn George and Alex Sarr. And I go back and forth on it. I mean, I think Keyshawn George is the best player on the team. I think he's the best combination of offense and defense, and he's super efficient. But he's also a little bit older. You know, he just turned 22. Alex Sarr is 2 years younger than him, and you know, it's kind of neck and neck. Like, one night you might think that one guy's the better player, and then the next night you might think it's the other guy. So I guess factoring in age, I might say Alex Sarr, but I think Keyshawn George, what he's done is very legitimate. And, you know, just because he is a little bit older doesn't mean his ceiling is any lower. He's one of these guys who had like a super late growth spurt, wasn't on D1 radars, until the last second, wasn't on NBA draft radars until the last second. And I just really like his demeanor. He's got great feel for the game, and he's maybe the most competitive guy in that locker room. Like, they obviously lose a lot of games, and every single time he's affected by it. And he's just got sort of this edge about him, you know, being around him, you pick up on that. You guys are, I mean, B. Mitch, you were a professional athlete. You guys know there's a lot of competitive people in professional sports, but some, there's just like a natural edge to them, and he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Brian has that. when you're...
So do you, JP.
In only very, very microscopic areas. When you talk about Sarr, like how impressive, like Keyshawn's game, we kind of get, right? Like he's a wing, he can shoot. There's a lot that he can do. When you talk about Sarr, where can his game go? Like who's a comp for him? What's the ceiling for that dude?
The two best comps, they were stated before the draft, I think it remains, are Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Jaren Jackson Jr. of the Memphis Grizzlies. We just saw Jackson a couple nights ago go up against Sarr. Both Mobley and Jackson are about the same size as Alex Sarr. They're both multiple-time All-Stars, and they've also both won Defensive Player of the Year. And if you look at Alex Sarr's numbers compared to them offensively, he's a little bit further along, and he's blocking more shots than those guys were early in their careers. They became some of the best shot blockers in the league. So I think Alex Sarr is very much on the track to be one of those guys, to be an All-Star, to make the all-defensive team. But it's kind of interesting. You're seeing with both Mobley and Jackson, you know, they're 4 or 5 years, or Jackson at least is 4 or 5 years older than Sarr. You know, they're kind of reaching that point where it's like, okay, they could be the second best player on a contending team. Can they make the leap, you know, to become a top 10 player in the league? It's a really tough threshold to break through. And I could see Alex Sarr, you know, a few years from now, us discussing like, okay, can this guy break into the, you know, the top 15 of the league? But he's not there yet, but he's well on his way.
What about Trey? I know he missed a bunch of time. Now he's back. He's a fun guy to watch. You had a thing on your Twitter handle about the deep threes he's hitting. What is he? You got him at 50% on threes from 30 feet or more. Yeah. That's just such a ridiculous stat.
Keep shooting those.
It's unreal.
Shooting those.
I know. He said is basically as long as he could see the rim, he'll take the shot. And they're going in. I mean, the three-point shooting we knew was going to be a big selling point for him. He lit it up from every range on the court last year at Texas. And that's been as advertised. I think he's the most talented offensive player they've drafted since Bradley Beal in 2012. But he's a better shooter than Brad was at this age, which is crazy because Bradley Beal was a great shooter, right? Ended up setting all kinds of records for this team. I think Trey Johnson, what we're seeing, especially over the last few weeks, is the next evolution for him. You know, he's taken and making threes. Teams are starting to try to close out on those, and he's making them pay in two different ways. One is just stepping out further and making shots from 30 feet away, as we just discussed. And then next is, you know, grabbing the ball and putting it on the floor and getting past the first line of defense. And he's improving in the mid-range. I think that's going to be important, finishing around the rim. And then also, if you look at, you know, drives per game on this team, he's improving his quantity of drives per game, but he's not passing too often on those drives compared to his teammates. I think that's another way he can keep the defense guessing is, you know, get into the middle of the defense, and you don't know if he's going to try to finish around the rim or pass to one of his teammates on the three-point line.
Dude, so I'm looking at the highlight video you posted. It looks like a cool TikTok you made of him talking with some of these shots.
Yeah.
One of these, he's pulling up from the Wizards logo at half court. You're there, and like, you know the deal. What is Brian Keefe, like, what is the coach, what's his reaction when he sees his guy pull up from half court like that?
I think he's one of the few players that Brian Keefe is cool with doing it. You know, he said last night, someone asked him about that, and he said that, you know, Trey Johnson is the type of shooter where you got to start guarding him as soon as he crosses the half court line. And he mentioned Corey Kispert is another guy like that. So I think those two probably have the green light to shoot from that range. We saw Jordan Poole do it a lot the last couple of years. But right now on this current roster, I think it's just Trey and Corey.
Hey, if he can shoot like Steph, shoot it.
I mean, Jordan Poole gave himself the green light at all
times. If he's 50% from outside of 30, shoot more. Because most people are not 50% inside it.
Hey, some guys have that kind of range. Hell. I mean, you mentioned... Steph, Trae Young can do it. There's certain players, Damian Lillard, of course. And I think the guy who started it, we've already mentioned, was Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, you're right, because Gil started pulling up really far. I mean, Steph changed basketball in a way that, like, George Mikan did. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I took my daughter. They didn't have practice last night, so there was just an open gym, and a couple of the kids went, and a couple of the old, like, the girls' older brothers were there. So the girls were on one side, the boys were on the other side. And this one kid was a fifth grader, kind of tall. He plays, I think he plays some pretty legit hoops, but he's in fifth grade. And this is an elementary school gym, so, you know, it's not as – this kid's shooting 3 feet beyond the three-point line. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a chuck. Like, that's like – it was his
– he's shooting it.
It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy to see how much
– some people have it early, Jay.
I mean, basketball's just changed so wildly.
Everybody shoot threes now.
I've heard about that. Yeah, Steph has changed youth basketball. And I think Kevin Durant has too, because once he came on the scene – you don't see anyone who wants to be a traditional big man anymore. No. They all want to cross you up and shoot threes.
Does anybody play with, like, their back to the basket anymore?
Not
like,
many.
And it's crazy.
Most big men are there for defense.
And they Sarge shoots threes.
What's the dude, Gobert? His offensive game is horrible.
There's not many of those either. Honestly, like, these big Jokic is a unicorn, obviously. Yeah, what's up with his knee from last night, Chase?
I haven't seen the MRI results, but it does seem pretty ominous. So not only is he having a great year, but so are the Nuggets. So hopefully he gets a clean bill of health.
Yeah, that sucks just because he's so much fun to watch.
Oh, he is.
Yo,
and doesn't leave the floor very often, but he can play way out, though. Yeah.
What do you think of what Derek Queen's doing with the Pelicans? Granted, they're terrible, but.
I love it. I mean, you know, I'm a Terps fan just like you. And I remember last year going to see him play against Rutgers in College Park. And Rutgers had two top five picks, Dylan Harper, who went second, and Ace Bailey, who went fifth. Derek Queen was the best player on the court. His offensive feel, especially at his size, is extremely special. I was pretty stunned that he fell as far as he did in the draft. Obviously, I was very surprised at what the Pelicans traded to get him. Right. An unprotected first-round pick in addition to another first. But I think he's got future all-star written all over him. I think he is I think the range would be like an Antoine Jameson on the low end and maybe an Alperen Şengün on the high end. Şengün is, you know, a top 10 to 15 player in the league right now.
With the Rockets,
I think
right?
Derek Queen could be that good. I think his footwork and his feel as a ball handler makes it so no big man can stay in front of him. He's a sensational offensive player. Mm.
He's a dude I honestly thought would be a better pro than he – just with the pace and space game. So the Pels come to town January 9th. Am I seeing that right? The Commander season has been over for some time. You know, with this Wiz team, we're not expecting a playoff berth or anything, but are there any games you kind of have highlighted that should be like just fun nights at Cap One for fans to kind of enjoy?
Well, that's a good question. I know, you know, the Timberwolves are coming to town soon. They've got Anthony Edwards. He's always really fun to watch. I mean, pretty much must-see.
Yes.
I mean, if you're a Terps fan, the Pelicans would be a game to watch. And then just looking ahead to late January, normally I would circle that Nuggets game. Jokic, you know, is probably the best player in the world right now. But hopefully whatever injury he has doesn't preclude him from playing in that game.
For sure. Chase, what's the podcast, dude? I know you guys are getting some really good guests, and it's growing like crazy.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So it's called Off the Bench. We release every Wednesday on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. And we have had some impeccable timing because we just sat down with Trey Johnson, a long interview with him, fun interview, and that comes out tomorrow. So we got him, and then he had a career night. And so hopefully people are even more interested in hearing what he has to say.
Used to call that the podcast bump back in the Redskins talk days, man.
Right.
It works. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you making time for us, dude. How is the locker room? I know I've covered some bad teams, and the locker room gets depressing, but it seems like there's maybe a different vibe with this collection of young guys with different expectations.
They said they feel like they're on the AAU circuit.
Yeah, right. Well, I think morale is good. I think these guys get along really well. I think they know the deal of the season. But when you ask me about the locker room, the first thing that comes to mind is just the way they've renovated it. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures or videos of this locker room. It's incredible. I don't know how it compares to – I know the Commanders did a renovation themselves, but these guys are living all right. I mean, his locker room is enormous and, like, super nice. So I think that's definitely lifted morale as well.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time, man.
All right, Chase. Be cool, brother.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
You too. That's our guy, Chase Hughes, covers The Wiz. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. Sure looks like the NFL MVP award is wrapped up. Who's it going to be? Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.